You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Hello, good morning.
And indeed, it is a beautiful morning. The sun is shining. It's a brand new month. So, pinch punch, first day of the month. Got my fingers crossed. It is February the 1st. It is Wednesday. Welcome to this morning's Breakfast Show, boys and girls, here on 89.3 Cool FM with me, Jerry D. Yes, a brand new month and a brand new day, Wednesday. I tell you what we're going to do. For a while, we're going to change because we look at some of the events, don't we, that are relevant to the date. What we're going to do is look at birthdays, people that have birthdays relevant to the date. And we've got quite a few this morning. Notable today is James P. Johnson, Bob Shane of the Kingston Trio, Don Everly of the Everly Brothers, Ray Sawyer, Dr. Hook and The Medicine Show, Claude Francois, Joe Sample, the Crusaders, Chris Clark, Mike Campbell, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and Harry Styles. Well, this is One Direction. We know here he's gone off on his own. He's making a fortune, isn't he? Anyway, let's get started, shall we?
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Is a blue shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend. Take you out of this place, someone you could lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful.
Beautiful day.
now. As I look in your eyes, I hold on to your body and feel the truth you made. Your voice is warm and tender, a love that I could not forsake. 'Cause I'm your
Two great tracks starting us off. You Too, just enforcing what I said earlier. It's a beautiful day. And what a beautiful song following on from there. That is Power of Love. Who made that originally? Well, that was originally made by Jennifer Rush, wasn't it? But that version is from Celine Dion. It's been covered a number of times, of course. It was originally released by Jennifer Rush in 1984. It was covered by the likes of Air Supply, Laura Branigan, and say that one there by Celine Dion. Isn't that cool? Know what we're doing sometimes. Sometimes. This is Sam Smith and Restart. No, we're carrying on. Mr. Sam Smith and Restart, and that has brought us to exactly, we're a minute late, 16 minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time to get you off on your way to wherever you are going on this Wednesday morning. It's a brand new month. Remember that it is February the 1st, and what have we got? We have got in the shower for you this morning, Mr. Dan Hartman. Relight My Fire. Wish I still had one.
Help me escape this feeling of insecurity. I
There we go. As Dan Hartman fades away to the back of the shower, out you get and on your way to, well, wherever it is you're going on this Wednesday morning. Couple of, I'm having a little chuckle to myself here because Mary Lou, you know, she's with us bright and breezy in the morning. And she, because it's Wednesday, so as usual, we said, you know, WTW, she sent me, and which is welcome to Wednesday, WTW, of course. And then I went back and said WTW, and WTF, I said. And as soon as I said, I realised that's got two meanings, really, hasn't it? Welcome to February. Things don't always work out as you wish, do they? Yeah, Mary Lou and I have a little bit of a chuck about that. 21 minutes after now 7, you're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. 89.3, of course, Cool FM.
I woke up today in London as the plane was touching down. All I could think about was Monday. Maybe I'd be back around if this keeps me away much longer. I don't know what I would do. You've got to understand it's a hard life that I'm going through. And when the night falls in around me, I don't think I'll make it through. I'll use your light to guide the way. Cause all I think about is you. Getting kind of crazy, and New York's getting kind of cold. I keep my head from getting lazy. I just can't wait to get back home. And all these days I spend away. Think about is you. Think about you.
There we go, yes. Three doors down and landing in London. Oh, long time since I've done that.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
That's what it's called, it's a ghost town. Just ghost town. That was, of course, sung by the British two-tone band, The Specials, and that was released in June of 1981, and did go quite nicely. It spent 3 weeks at number one and 10 weeks in total in the top 40 of the UK singles chart. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we are just exactly 29 minutes. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock on this Wednesday morning.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You can find the living room with the quality that you deserve, tailored to your home. At Ashley, come to our stores in Costa Sur, Alta Plaza and Costa Verde and live the experience of the number one brand in the United States.
¡Y llegó el verano! Saludos luneros, Alfredo Drobo para invitarlos a nuestro gran festival de la familia Luna Llena de Tambores. ¿Cuándo? El domingo 5 de febrero en las escalinatas del edificio de la Administración del Canal de Panamá de 6 a 9 p.m. y el mercadito desde las 4 p.m. Ya sabes, ven a disfrutar en familia, tocar tambor y vibrar en armonía. ¡Te esperamos!
We're all going on a summer holiday.
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation, driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, a place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors, make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 6431-0419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
It is indeed, and good morning to you all if you just joined us. A very good morning, 29 before the hour of 8 o'clock. Now, quick turnaround, it is a brand new month. It is the 1st of February. Looking at a few things, just a couple of things really, into international news and some of the business news for today. The United States is readying more than $2 billion worth of military aid for Ukraine. It is expected to include longer-range rockets for the first time, as well as other munitions and weapons. Two U.S. officials briefed on the matter told Reuters on Tuesday. The aid is expected to be announced as soon as this week. The official said it is also expected to include support equipment for Patriot air defense systems, precision-guided munitions, and Javelin anti-tank weapons, they added. Australian authorities, well, they found it. Yes, on Wednesday they found a radioactive capsule that was lost in the vast outback after nearly a week-long search along a 1,400-kilometer, that's around about 870-mile stretch of highway. An emergency services official was quoted as saying. As Stephen Dawson said in a news conference, when you consider the scope of the research area, locating this object was a monumental challenge. The search groups have quite literally found the needle in the haystack. Up to 500,000 British teachers, civil servants, train drivers and university lecturers walked out over pay and conditions on Wednesday in the largest coordinated strike action in Britain in a generation, causing widespread disruption. The mass walkouts across the country shut schools, halted most rail services, and the military was put on standby to help with border checks. Brazil is preparing a task force of armed forces, police and government agencies to expel illegal gold miners who invaded the Yanomami Indigenous Reservation, officials said on Tuesday. More than 20,000 wildcat miners are blamed for bringing disease, violence and hunger that have caused a humanitarian crisis for isolated Yanomami villages on Brazil's largest indigenous reservation on the border with Venezuela. The Czech lower house of parliament speaker Markéta Pekarová Adamová on Wednesday assured Taiwan of her country's support for partner states who respect human rights and liberal democracy ahead of a visit to Taipei planned for March. The Czechs have been intensifying relations with the island, which China unilaterally claims its own, and President-elect Peter Pavel spoke with Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen on Monday, drawing a sharp rebuke from China. Global stocks edged up on Wednesday as signs of slowing U.S. wage growth supported expectations that the Federal Reserve could signal an end to interest rate hikes at its meeting later in the day. The MSCI All World Index was last up 0.2% on the day, having ended January with a 7% gain, thanks to, thanks in a large part to investors growing more optimistic about the outlook for global inflation and interest rates. The Fed will announce its rate decision at 1900 GMT, followed by a news conference with Chair Jerome Powell. Barring surprises, the focus will be on Powell's tone. Investors will be trying to gauge whether and how hard he would push back on market pricing for rate cuts beginning as soon as the second half of this year. In Europe, the stocks of 600 rose 0.2%, catching a lift from healthcare stocks, including Danish pharma company Novo Nordisk and London-listed GSK, which reported results. The dollar dropped for a fourth straight month in January and lost 1.5% on the euro and 0.8% on the yen. The euro was last up 0.2% at $1.08, nearly 9 cents. While against the yen, the dollar fell 0.2% to 129.81. The White House on Tuesday expressed outrage at ExxonMobil's corporation's record net profit in 2022 of $56 billion. A historical high, not just for the company, but for the entire Western oil industry. Oil majors are expected to break their own annual records due to high prices and soaring demand, pushing their combined take to near $200 billion. The scale has brought renewed criticism of the oil industry and sparked calls for more countries to levy windfall profit taxes on the companies. And there we go. That's it. A few things in the international news and some of the business news as well. And they found their little pea. They said apparently this piece of, uranium or whatever it is, this thing, they found it. It was tiny, but obviously it was in another capsule. And they found it by using, I guess, something like a Geiger counter, which would, and it went off, blah, 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 and they found it. Which is good news for everybody, because it could have done a lot of damage with that. Right, we've got a few good mornings to go through. First of all, though, we're going to have a track from the Pet Shop Boys. I wouldn't normally do this kind of thing, but I will.
Try.
There we go. Yes, Pet Shop Boys. I wouldn't normally do this kind of thing. Breakfast Show time, 19. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock, 19 minutes before 8 o'clock. Guests this morning, well, it's a regular. We've got Andreas coming in the 8 o'clock hour. He's been to the movies, so he's got a movie review today of Poker Face. And also in the last hour today, we've got Lloyd Keane coming in. He's the director of the festival Panama Crossroads. This is a three-day electronic music festival based here in Panama City. So we'll be talking to him about that as well. Right, let's say a few good mornings, or a couple of good mornings. We're going to start with our everyday story of Greek folk. Good morning, happy February. This is, of course, from Renee and Rick over there. Good morning, happy February, White Rabbit, Pinch Bunch, first day of the month. As they say in Greece, Kalomina. Okay. The first day of each month, Greeks will be greeting everyone they know. And everyone they know and meet. And Kalomina, which literally means good month. It's a Greek way of wishing their friends and family and kin a good month ahead of them. And a nice way of wishing you well. And then there's a picture here of 5 Greek people, I guess, giving each other a Kalomina. Yes, one is Spider-Man. The other one, well, he looks rather rather strange. It's a grocery store, apparently. Went to the grocery store today to find a huge display for Carnival. And tons of costumes, masks and decorations. That's a bit dangerous for you, isn't it, really? Because you like that kind of thing, don't you? Is this what you're supposed to wear when you go to the grocery store? Just wonder, because I've got a Spider-Man outfit somewhere, I think. Yeah. Oh, it's all exciting meeting over there in Greece. All sorts of things happen, don't they? Do tell me what you buy in the end, won't you? You asked if we could play a piece of music for you this morning. Of course we can. We'll always do that. It comes from Styx. Come sail away.
I'm sailing away. Set an open course for the virgin sea. 'Cause I've got to be free to face the life that's ahead of me. On board, I'm a captain. So climb aboard. We'll search for tomorrow on every shore, and I'll try, oh Lord, I'll try to carry on. Somehow we missed out on the pot of gold, but we'll try.
Gathering of angels appeared above my head.
And there we go. Yes, that is Styx and Come Sail Away. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time, it is 13 minutes before 8 o'clock. And just following on quickly there from Renee, she saw all these, I told you, she saw all this stuff, the carnival stuff. Well, she said she saw that when she was on her walk, this morning, when I saw all that carnival stuff. Now, this is the key thing here. I'm going to go back with my car and get some fun stuff. Right. With the car. You know, she's not going to walk back and then bring some stuff back in a bag. No, she's going with the car. All I can say is, Rick, watch out. And I tell you what, it's always good news when we welcome people back to the Breakfast Show after they've been away for a little while. And it's so good to have Valerie back.
Good morning, Mr. Jerry. Hi, good morning. This is Valerie. Hi, how are you doing, Mr. Jerry? Just called to wish the radio station a happy, happy Wednesday morning to the radio station and to the listener, as, like myself. I wish you guys all the best, Mr. Jerry. Mr. Jerry, I would like you to play a song for me from Whitney Houston. Any song goes for me right now. I am back in Panama, and I am glad I am back to listen to my radio station. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, Mr. Jerry. God bless. Take care now. Miss Jasmine. Hi, good morning to you, Miss Jasmine. This is Valerie. Say hi, hi, hi. I am back. Give God thanks.
Welcome back, Valerie. Nice to have you back. This was already on the turntable, in actual fact. Well, I haven't got one, but it was all ready to be played. Whitney Houston. There you go, Valerie. Oh, it was already on our playlist for this morning. How fortunate is that? Whitney Houston, I Believe in You and Me. I'm beginning to feel a little bit like a postal service, really. Because, Valerie, you've got good wishes coming to you from Renee and Rico out there in Athens in Greece. They said, oh, Valerie, she loves her Whitney Houston, doesn't she? Don't we all? I mean, I get so angry and annoyed when I hear about sort of Whitney Houston's downfall. There's one particular person I blame for that. And also, well, I've got a cross message here to play. it's Mary Lou says, good day, everybody. Kalispera, Renee and Rick. So, Renee and Rick, you've got a message from Mary Lou, and Valerie, you've got a message from Renee and Rick. By the way, I'm still here, just in case, just wondered. Anyway, Mary Lou says, could you please play Doobie Brothers? Listen to the music.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, ooh, the way that things have been. Oh, ooh. Second thing, second, don't you tell me what you think that I can be. I'm the one at the stair. I'm the master of my speed. Young age,
they shaking my soak into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, kicking me, shaking me, killing me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the all the hate that you've heard has turned your spirit to a dove. Oh, ooh, your spirit up above. Oh, ooh. I was choking in the crowd, building my rain up in the cloud, falling like ashes to the ground, hoping my feelings they would drown. But they never did, never did, ebbing and flowing, and never did, never did, till it broke open and rained down.
There we go, that's the Fairlane remix of Believer. I tell you what, we always like to do on the Breakfast Show. We like to make people happy, and I tell you what, we've certainly made Valerie happy this morning, isn't it?
Thank you very much, Mr. Jerry. I feel so happy listening to my name on the radio station, and this month is my month. Give God thanks, the 1st of February, my day is coming up, Mr. Jerry. Give God thanks. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much to repeat my name. I feel so big. I'm going to be on your radio station one day, Mr. Jerry. We never know. Give God thanks. Love you, guys. Bye.
I tell you what, let's get that done, shall we? Let's get you, Valerie, here. Speak to one of the family. They'll get you to join us one morning. All right? Don't forget. Love to have you here on The Breakfast Show. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. Well, we're just making our way right now up to the, you got it, right up to the top of the hour. So we're going to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
¡Y llegó el verano! ¡Saludos luneros! Alfredo Drobo para invitarlos a nuestro gran festival de la familia Luna Llena de Tambores. ¿Cuándo? El domingo 5 de febrero en las escalinatas del edificio de la Administración del Canal de Panamá de 6 a 9 p.m. y el mercadito desde las 4 p.m. Ya sabes, venga a disfrutar en familia, tocar tambor y vibrar en armonía. ¡Te esperamos!
We're all going on a summer holiday.
I tell you what. If you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, a place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors, make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 64310419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
Ashley, the number one furniture brand in the United States, is already in Panama. Come to our stores in Costa Sur, Alta Plaza, and Costa Verde, and find that price that you're looking for each space in your home, and live the Ashley experience.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Thank you.
high-pitched voice like that. Comes on a Bronski beat. And that is Love and Money. Jimmy Somerville there with that high voice. If you are keeping eye on the time, the breakfast show time, we're just coming down for 18 and a half minutes. And that is after the hour of, that's after the hour of 8 o'clock, of course.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Jazz, how you doing? Well, it's here. It's February 1st. White Rabbits, Humpty Hump Day all in one. And may I tell you that this month is a very, very special month. Besides, it's not having all the full days of all the other years. This is the month that allows the calendar year to catch up with the rest of the days and the way the sun circles us and we circle the sun, etc. So this is the day, this is the month of catch up. And Groundhog Day is coming. And Valentine Day is coming. And we have Carnival coming, and my mother's birthday is coming. Woohoo! I'm so excited for that. Yahoo! So, we have a lot going on for the month of February. Wow, the flowers, it's a little overcast this morning, but that's okay. The wind just was whipping around last night. Oof! I had to tie my greenhouse down. I bought one of those, like, greenhouses. Well, I mean, it's a greenhouse, yeah. It's about 12 by 7 by 7, and the wind caught hold of it the other day and just whooshed it around the yard, so I had to tie it to the fence. I don't have anything in it yet. I'm still planning that. I got the other garden up. We've got tomato plants and eggplants in that one. We've got the tomatoes over there. We got our gardens coming along. I'm going to go see the professional gardener today. Clark is on my list. The cook went yesterday to Coronado, got her hair cut, got a bunch of things done. Looks great. She came home with a beautiful haircut. Wow, just looking super nice. And I've got a dog who's playing with a beer can. Oh, goodness. Takes after your mother, don't you? That's my girl. Yeah. Yeah, I wish it was a Panama. Yeah, and it's a Panama light. Oh, no. Yeah, you can hear her clinkety-clanking. She's got a toy that does that, too. Come here, Chelsea. Leave that alone. That's not for little puppies. There you go. That's for adult puppies, like your mommy and me. And she's just growing every day. I can't get over. Oh, my goodness. There's something new she does every day. And there's something new always growing in the yard. We have an area that's got a bunch of flowers that we decided that we're going to make as many flowers as possible to help the bee population, especially after our Freaky Friday fun facts about bees. So, until tomorrow, you all be safe. I'm going to grow some flowers and watch this puppy grow. And back to you in the studio.
Woke up one morning half asleep with all my blankets in a heap and yellow roses scattered all around. The time was still approaching for I couldn't stand it anymore. So Mary goes upon my eider down. I am just sitting watching flowers in the rain. Feel the power of the rain making the garden grow. I am just sitting watching flowers in the rain. Feel the power of the rain keeping me cool. So I lay upon my side with all the windows open wide. Couldn't pressurize my head from speaking. Hoping not to make a sound, I pushed my head into the ground. In time to catch the sight that I was seeking.
There we go, flowers in the rain. Well, Ingrid will be doing it, but it probably won't be raining. Would anybody like me to play that again? I mean, I can.
I'm going to say no.
Why?
Because we're going to get into it right now.
Oh, that's nice. Yasmin, the cleaner's arrived.
No. Wait, what? Good morning, sir.
Yasmin, have you been to the movies? Hey, Yasmin, you went to the movies, didn't you?
Oh, yes.
Tell Andreas.
What'd you watch?
The Whitney Houston.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How is that?
I like it.
Is it good?
Yeah.
You might enjoy that. I haven't seen it.
No, I probably would enjoy it. And I'll tell you what, Valerie would enjoy it. She's a big Whitney Houston fan.
Let's be honest. Whitney Houston is probably the best singer of all time. Is it the best voice? No?
She did get it until somebody got her claws on her and destroyed her.
No, I get that. But objectively, her voice is
absolutely
just magical.
Stunning.
Magical.
Until somebody got her hands on her and destroyed it.
Somebody named Bobby?
Who?
Who?
So Yasmin, you went to the movie.
I haven't gone to the movies. I gotta
no,
be
because Yasmin went to the premieres.
Jasmine is super popular. I am just a guy that likes movies.
I know how you feel. Me too.
Yeah.
I just sit here and play music.
No, but you don't like movies.
I do like movies.
No, you don't.
I do.
Do you like going to the movies, to the experience of movie theaters?
There's a big difference. You asked if I
like
movies.
No, I like the experience.
No, I like the movies.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to use you as a babysitter. I'm going to bring you the babies, and I'm going to go to the movies.
Don't you threaten me. So, how is everything in your life?
Everything's good. My daughter's a little sick, but she's better now. My big girl.
They're always sick, your children.
They're always sick. I don't know what it is, but...
Have you thought of leaving home for a while, see if they get better?
You know what? I think she's allergic to the pool, to the chlorine. Because every time she goes into the pool, she gets kind of stuffy and gets an infection.
That's interesting. It could be.
I think so. So yeah. We are trying to give her, every time she's going to go to the pool, we give her
a snorkel.
No. No, anti-allergico. I don't know how to say that in English.
Anti-allergic thing.
Is it? Well, yeah. I guess that's...
And allergy dispersant.
Correct. I don't know how you say that. I don't know how you... With my definition mouth. Of that. Diclofenaco. Is that a thing?
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. might improve.
What are you seeing at the movies?
I've seen movies, but on streaming services, I got
to
be honest.
I know, you see, you were just talking to me about, do I like movies? Yes, I do like movies. And then you said to me, do you go to the theater? So you didn't go to the...
I don't. I'm becoming you, sad.
You're becoming me. Oh, dear, what a shame.
Sad.
One of us is bad enough.
By the way, first of all, we got to say this. Tom Brady just retired, literally 5 minutes ago. He posted his retirement
speech. He's a child, for heaven's sake.
Tom Brady, how is he a child?
Look at him. How old is he?
45 years old.
And he's retired.
45 years
old. What's the matter with him? Why can't he keep working?
How many sports people do you know that played till 45?
45 years of age. He's working. He's working longer than the French one, too.
By the way, I'm with the French. But,
Have you seen what they're striking? They're striking because
no, what are
the
they
government
striking?
Wants them to work from 62 to 64 years of age because of the pension.
Oh, really?
They're having things like us, with pension, things like that. And, I mean, I think in England, I mean, men don't retire until they're sort of nearly 70 or something ridiculous. But I
think England is one of those European countries that actually work a lot, like the Western countries, like
yeah.
the American.
Yeah, we do work. They work a
capitalism,
lot.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem to help very much with the country.
By the way,
money.
A lot of experiments going on around the world for the four-day work week.
I think a four-day week is good. I mean, and this is a godsend truth, because the beginning of this year, wasn't it, we had about three weeks when we didn't work for full 5 days. We worked 4 days.
Yeah.
And... what I realized was that when we came back to doing a five-day week, the five-day week went a lot quicker than the four-day week.
Why?
I honestly don't know. I don't know. I mean, we'd start on Tuesday, but when we went back to doing the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it seemed to just go quicker. I mean, today is Wednesday, and it's the first day of February. Yesterday, I thought we were in January.
That's pretty much how it works, yeah.
Anyway...
But yeah, Tom Brady retired. Let me before that's amazing. It's
well,
sad.
Well,
it's sad.
Yeah. Well, perhaps if you know,
because you know what, you
he's
know
only
what,
45. He could work longer.
You know what's sad though? He retired on a really bad year. He had probably his worst year in the league,
mm.
and we're talking NFL here. And he retired after that.
But there was talk of him retiring before, wasn't
there? He retired last year, and then he came back.
Well, that was a silly thing to do, because last year was a silly year.
No, he would have retired on top, which uh-huh. But, you know, he got divorced. You can tell he was depressed, and he was like, let me play football again, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
They're humans too, man. They're athletes, and super rich.
Yeah,
but they're humans.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Anyways, poker face.
Right, yes.
First of all, let's go with this. Mm. Did you enjoy the movie called Glass Onion that premiered?
I did quite enjoy it. It's a bit weird, but I did quite enjoy it.
Well, it's weird, but it's a murder mystery, and I think mm-hmm. you like murder mysteries,
I
correct?
Do. Okay. I do.
Anyways, Rian Johnson, the creator and director of that movie,
mm-hmm.
is a big thing in Hollywood now. He directed, for anybody out there, he directed Last Jedi, the Star Wars movie, and wrote that movie, mm-hmm. which I'm a huge fan of. Some Star Wars fans are not.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote and directed Knives Out, the okay. Daniel Craig
mm-hmm.
one,
mm-hmm.
and then he directed the sequel mm-hmm. and wrote the sequel, Glass Onion. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, now...
I'm looking for my...
What are you looking for?
The information you sent me on them.
Mm-hmm. No. Today we are not doing emails. We're trying to save the planet, save the paper.
I don't see... I mean...
How
am I going to do my plot?
We're saving the paper. I'm gonna hand you the phone with the plot in hand, and you're going to read from my phone. Would that work?
Honestly, sometimes I wonder why I bother.
But yes. Anyways, Rian Johnson rewrote and directed this TV show
mm-hmm.
that is premiering and showing only on Peacock, the NBC Universal streaming service,
mm-hmm.
which as of yesterday... it was announced that new users will no longer have the free tier because they had a free tier with ads. Well, now no longer. Now you have to pay.
Oh.
There you go.
This is for what?
For Peacock, the Universal Streaming Service.
Right.
I'm just saying.
I'm not into peacocks.
You're not? They're dumb as hell. Have you? I
They're pretty, though.
I had peacocks in my house growing up. They're dumb birds.
You have peacocks? Yeah, when you live in a zoo?
My dad felt so. He bought a bunch of animals.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did.
Well, this might be more interesting than the movie.
yeah, he had geese, dogs, cats, peacocks.
Really?
Yeah, he had a bunch of stuff.
Did he live in an apartment? Or?
No. We had a house. Yeah.
How nice.
Dumbass
birds.
That
must have been fun. I mean,
no, they're horrible. No.
When I grew up, I mean, we actually did have chickens.
Okay.
And we had chickens in the yard, and they would lay eggs.
There you go.
And then
very organic.
Eggs are organic. Yes, they come from chickens.
No, but you did you do farm to table?
Of course we did. It was only in the backyard.
There you go. Fair enough.
You know, so, but yeah, but you said, but I mean, that was about it.
But
know?
No, I'm telling you.
And we had a cat.
Peacocks, and they had this thing that they only pooped apparently in the terrace, not in the ground, not in the grass. It just was covered in bird poop all the time. It's horrible. They're
dumb. Honestly, don't keep peacocks in an apartment because your balcony will get...
Let's use pictures of peacocks and not actual birds.
Okay, right. What was the movie we're talking about? I don't have anything to look at.
Poker Face. And this is right here. I'm giving you the plot right now on the phone so you can read it.
Can I play the trailer? Sorry.
No, don't play the trailer.
It says here, play trailer.
No, because your voice is a trailer, my friend.
Okay.
There you go.
Charlie has an extraordinary ability to determine when someone is lying. She hits the road with her Plymouth Barracuda, and with every stop encounters a new cast of characters and strange crimes that she can't help but investigate and solve.
There you go.
Cool.
As a part of the TV show.
Yeah, excellent.
So anyways, here's an interesting thing I found out while watching the show.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you're a kid, you get asked, or people ask you, like, if you had superpowers, which one would it be? Everybody goes, super strength, or invisibility, or flight. Never, ever has anybody said, I would like to know if anybody is ever lying. And if you think about it, it's a great power. The amount of information you can gather by knowing if somebody is lying or not is fantastic.
It wouldn't be any good if you're a politician.
Why?
Because everybody would be lying and be around you. So.
Correct, but you might...
Your brain would...
But be. Your decisions would be adjusted to the lie.
Oh.
And that makes it a superpower. And okay. I found it... In summary...
Right.
I feel If I were to have a superpower, I would want to know if people would let me lie.
Sometimes lying is kindness.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, some white lies. Like, for example, you're a great host.
Right. That got rid of his microphone. Now let's see what else. Oh, I've got a new phone. This is nice. Yeah. Are you still here?
It's a super old phone.
So, anyway.
Anyway, yeah. It's Poker Face. Yeah. So, okay. Natasha Lyonne, people know her from American Pie, the movie. They know her from Russian Doll on Netflix. You saw that show with the redhead?
I think I did.
Russian Doll. Yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. She's the star of that show. Okay. She's the star of this show now. And again, Rian Johnson has a knack for doing a great murder mystery show. So this show is literally every episode is a murder mystery. And I know you love those. You don't have to be aware of everything that's happened in the past to get the show. So I love a good combination of comedy and drama, and this has it because obviously there's a murder mystery behind everything, but how Rian Johnson goes about it is in a comedic way. For example, Glass Onion and Knives Out, even though it's a murder mystery, with the Daniel Craig thing, it is a little bit of a comedy. The movie, same thing with the show. It has an amazing array of characters, as the plot read. Natasha Lyonne, I gotta be honest, never expected her to be as big as she is right now. You're talking about a person that did American Pie, did a bunch of indies in the 90s, but really was never like in anybody's list of, wow, this actor. In the last 5-6 years, she has made, or 10 years maybe, she has made it big. She came back with Orange is the New Black. Remember that show on Netflix?
I do, yeah.
She was one of the stars of that show. But not the star. She was a supporting character. Then she created Russian Doll. She was one of the creators of that role, and she wrote that. And now she gets this new show by probably the most sought-out director-writer right now in movie in theaters. And I'm amazed. Like, and she picked the lane, and she nailed it. I am amazed by her. She has a weird, raspy voice. You can tell she smoked like a chimney, I'm assuming, because her voice is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. She's not the typical of visualization of beauty in Hollywood. She's not weird or anything. She's just a normal person, and she's doing a great job. And this show is fantastic. It is a great time, great way to spend your day. It is funny. It is dramatic. The murder mysteries are smart, and that's the best part of a murder mystery. It's got to be smart. If not, it doesn't make any sense.
And this is available where?
It's available on Peacock or illegally.
So most of, for 90% probably of our listeners, we're not going to be able to watch that.
Yeah, they will.
Why? You're going to subscribe to Peacock in order to watch
no,
it?
No, because I am assuming that the majority of our listeners know not kosher ways of watching the show.
I don't.
Because you are lazy, because you could. Didn't you, like, pay to watch, like, English TV here?
No, I just register with a BBC iPlayer.
But with a VPN, correct? Because it would not work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is that kosher?
But how do you subscribe to it in...
The same way, you have a VPN and you subscribe to Peacock.
But how much is it going to cost to subscribe to
Peacock? $5.
A year?
No. A month.
Why am I going to pay another $5 a month? You know,
there's
I mean,
some good stuff
it's
there.
Getting ridiculous. Everything you want to watch now is on a different streaming service. And I'm not just going to go out and get a whole bunch, you know. I mean, I get Netflix, I get Amazon Prime. Well, I'm a member of Amazon Prime. But the thing is, you go on and say, yeah, I want to watch that. I'm not going to keep paying for streaming services.
I agree. I'm not going to disagree with you on that. The thing is, normally a household spends $100 between internet and cable. That is the average of most households. Okay? If you cut cable and get good internet, which would be around good internet without cable subscription, is around $40.
Mm.
So that leaves you $60 to subscribe to streaming services. If you keep using the same amount you spent on cable.
Mm.
And okay. With $60, you can subscribe to a bunch of streaming services, let's be honest.
Why don't these cable companies, instead of having all this stuff that we never watch, why don't they start giving us the streaming services as part of their package? Yeah.
Because
there's something to think
because
about.
Because they're distributors. They're not the owners of that content.
Well, do you think they're the owners of all the other stations that they put out?
No, no, they pay for that.
Okay.
They pay the rights to show that.
Exactly. Well, let them pay to Netflix or whoever. I mean, some of them get Netflix.
By the way.
Yeah.
I am sure cable companies would love that. The thing is, companies now like Disney, Netflix, Prime, etc., want to own and distribute their own content. They don't want to use a third party. They don't want to use a Comcast. They don't want to use a cable company.
Yeah, but they can make more money.
Here's the crux. No. By selling the rights? Apparently they can't. By the way, I think you're right, because right now all companies that are streaming services are losing billions of dollars. Peacock, Universal, lost $1 billion with Peacock last year. Disney lost $1 billion with Disney Plus. But
perhaps if they made their stuff more available to everybody, it would work. I mean, all right, do it in such a way that if I want to watch it, I can go to Peacock and I can pay to watch that show.
Only the show.
Yes.
Like Apple TV.
So then I don't want to subscribe to another service, which I'm probably only going to use.
But what cost do you put on the show, on one show? If you pay $5 to watch every show, how much do you put on
It works on Amazon Prime. I tell you, I go to Amazon Prime and I choose, they have movies there, which are
you
free.
You can rent them, yeah.
And you can rent or you can actually download them. And I'm quite happy. Christina and I sometimes say, oh, look, this is on. I'll pay to watch that. Why can't we just... Yeah,
but it's much more expensive, though.
Well, no, it isn't, because I only watch that one show on that channel, on Amazon Prime or whatever, at that time. I may not watch anything for another 2 or 3 months. I don't mind paying per show like I did when I go to the movies.
Interesting.
You know, and perhaps if they opened their eyes and saw that if they did it on a, not just a subscription service, but where you pay per show, I'm quite happy to do that.
What is the streaming service you watch the most? Like, do you spend...
Netflix.
By far?
By far.
Interesting. And is it worth the $15 you pay for Netflix a month?
It's not $15. I don't think it's gone up that to $15, but I do, yeah, I do.
Oh, so you think that one's worth it?
Yeah, because they've got so much content. You know, that I can watch. But if I see something... I mean, but then again, if I don't pay Netflix per monthly, I might spend more.
Okay. Yeah, you might.
So if they just opened it up and made you pay per show, or you could buy a series, which you can do with some of them, I'd be quite happy doing that. Because sometimes I say I don't watch a lot of TV. I'm too busy. I have other things to do.
Do you? But,
yes, I do, believe it or not. But no, you see what I'm saying? I mean, they complain to make them, but then they make it solely... It's like everything has a value. And at the end of the day, you go past where you feel that it has a value. If I... You know, I have Amazon Prime. I get a lot of things on Amazon Prime. So it's not just the TVs, stuff like that. But I get a lot on Amazon Prime. So I'm quite happy with that, because I get my stuff delivered and I get TV.
You get added value.
You get audiobooks. You can get, you know, whatever you want.
Do you get audiobooks now? Prime, you got to buy Audible for that. I've
got Audible.
Well, but that's a separate charge.
Yeah, but that's a separate charge. But again, it's my choice to do it. And we got it for Christina and myself.
But that's a streaming service, in my opinion, no?
Yes, but I'm paying per book.
And a subscription.
And you get so many free points.
Okay.
Okay, you get points that you can burn. And I can get loads of books with my subscription.
Okay.
But there are other books where, you know, you get so many free and then you pay further. And, you know, $5, $5.99 for a book is fine by me.
That's fair.
But this is what I'm saying. If they, you know, why don't they just open these things right up and say, okay, you still have to give your name and everything else or whatever so that they're on the book. And then you purchase what you want to watch instead of, you know, paying for stuff you're not going to watch.
I don't know. Well, interesting enough, that's not the strategy they're moving forward with. Right now, what everyone's doing is they're going to open up a cheaper tier for their service with advertising. So Netflix now will have
a cheaper tier. Yes, but then I still got to subscribe to them.
You do.
And I'm getting adverts for it. And I won't do that.
You know what happened, though? This happened back... Actually, with Netflix invented this, the subscription-based model, which they noticed that if you give somebody, for example, get 2 months free when you subscribe, and they noticed that the majority of people would not unsubscribe after the 2 months free. And they would, it's like the gym thing. Like, you keep paying without actually going to the gym. People would keep paying. Excuse me.
Oh, sorry.
This body is my temple.
Right, and I see there's nobody going to church. Right. let's get back to Poker Face. I'll tell you what, we're going to have a piece of music.
Yeah.
All right, because we do that sometimes.
Yeah, go for
we
it.
We play music.
Yeah.
Oh, hush, my dear, it's been a difficult year. Terrorists don't pray on innocent victims. Trust me, darling, trust me, darling. It's been a valueless year. I'm a man who grieves fears. Integrity fades.
There we go. That's Imagine Dragons and Bad Liar. Right, just quickly, I want to tell you about and something which is happening, and it is happening tonight. We've got an invitation here. It's from the Asociación Panameña de Astrónomos, Oh, amateur.
There you go.
The APPA. They're inviting you to, they're inviting all of you, yeah, the public, to observe Comet C/2022 E3 ZTF. And that's tonight, February the 1st. And
I think they could have workshopped the name of the comet, I gotta be honest.
Comet C?
There's better names.
It's the night of February the 1st from 7 until 10 tonight. And this is at the Los Lagos Park in the City of Knowledge, the Ciudad de Saber in Clayton. Okay, so do go along there. It's quite in if you're into astronomy. And go along. That's Comet C/2022 E3Z. I think this is the one that they've only just relatively discovered. It's come around for the first time.
There you go.
It's going to be millions of miles.
Is it not going to hit the world?
No, it's going to miss.
Got it.
Okay. If it is going to hit, apparently it's going to be at Los Lagos Park in the suite. I don't
know. If it comes hitting, so let me know.
Watch out for it.
I'll Bruce Willis the hell out of that comet.
So there you are. It's tonight, 7 till 10. Go along. And Parque Los Lagos, we dance there. And I'll tell you what, just go along anyway, meet the people from the astronomy, the Association, Panamanian Association of Amateur Astrologers. If you're into that kind of thing, go along and meet them, because we normally have Carlos Rogers comes in to us and chats about things like that.
By the way, astronomy, yes. Not astrology.
No, astrology is, are you Pisces or Aries?
Are you a super astrologist guy? You seem like a super astrologist guy.
No.
No,
no,
not with a retrograde of the moon.
No,
to the left.
No, I was born at 6 o'clock in the morning.
There you
too
go.
Early.
Is Jasmine a super astrologist? Are you a believer of astrology, Jasmine?
No.
I am. I'm a huge believer. I organize my day depending on the Mercury.
How's it going so far?
Bad day.
Yeah, I thought so. Right. Back to
Poker Face. A show. Apparently, Jerry will never be able to watch.
No, I'm annoyed. We're talking about something which is whetting my appetite. I'm not going to be able to watch it, and I'm not going to pay.
Let's talk a little bit about the first episode and some of the guest stars. Adrian Brody makes an appearance in that first episode, and Benjamin Bratt, two very big actors, Oscar winner, including. And again, the great part of this show is the smart part of the mystery. That's what you want. If you want to watch a good murder mystery, you want to really be with the detective character. You want to be as smart as that person. That's the gimmick of a good murder mystery TV show or movie. And Poker Face actually nailed it. They show you the murder, I guess, and then they give you the perspective of the detective watching this happen, or where she is when this is happening. It's really smart show. It's well done. Let's be honest, I am about 3 episodes in, and as you said, these shows can teeter off. They can be like, oh, I got tired of the mystery of the week kind of shenanigans. But I'm excited because there is a through line. The detective Charlie, the Natasha Lyonne's character, while she's riding through the States, she's also being persecuted. So there is a little bit through line on the character to keep the audience engaged and not just be a mystery of the week kind of TV show. I'm excited. I'm excited to keep watching it. I gotta be honest. It's a good feel. It's a good before going to sleep kind of TV show, which I'm always looking for. Because my day starts at 9. Before that, I'm working, and before that, I'm taking care of kids, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
That's full time job.
I know. What have you been watching, by the way?
I can't remember. Nothing really. I've been so tied up because I've got some people coming in next week, and I just haven't had time to sit down and watch any TV, to be quite honest.
Oh, there's also a good movie on Netflix I watched. It's called You People.
I've seen it.
By Kenya Barris.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Kenya Barris is the person that created the show Blackish, which is incredibly popular. And it's one of those movies that I was very eager to watch because I'm interested in the uncomfortable a little bit, and telling a story about race relations and walking a good line there is really hard, and Kenya Barris is a master of doing it, to be honest, and I was interested in watching it, and it's Eddie Murphy, which I was shocked that he's doing this kind of film, but it's enjoyable. It's really enjoyable. It's funny. It's romantic. It's poignant. I think it's a good take on a mixed relationship nowadays that we see a lot. Back in the 90s, we didn't see it a lot. Now, mixed relations happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. You should watch that. That's that is available to you, Jerry.
It is.
It's a Netflix.
It is. I've seen it. They sent me the new shows and everything. So, yeah, it's on my list when I get time to sit
what
down.
What does your algorithm show you? I'm interested. What is your what does it always show you?
Algorithm?
Yeah.
I don't have rhythm.
No. The Netflix, what normally shows up on your banner? What kind of TV shows?
Well, they send it to me on email.
Okay, but normally Netflix curates that and sends you stuff that you enjoy.
They just send me what's new.
For example, my mom, because of my little sister, that is super into Korean pop bands and stuff, K-pop.
Your mom is into that?
No, my little sister.
Oh, I thought your mom would be.
And because my little sister uses my mom's account, my mom's account is filled with Korean soaps.
Love it.
Yeah. It's remarkable.
Have we done the final thing, the poker face?
With final comments, do not miss the show if you are a fan of Rian Johnson and their murder mystery.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I'm going to put on my web.
No, I'll.
Oh, you'll
elevate the conversation with the writing.
That'll make a nice change.
Yeah. Fair enough.
So anyway, what have you got planned to watch? Next, I mean, you can.
I'm watching Tar right now, which is an Oscar-nominated film with Cate Blanchett, one of your favorites.
Is that for sort of covering the roads? Because they could.
No, it's the last name of a maestro, an orchestra maestro.
Tar,
yes, starring Cate Blanchett. Her performance is
remarkable. I've seen some cuts of that.
Yeah,
that looks there. Yeah, that looks as if she's really.
She is wow. She is.
She's getting an Oscar for that one.
I think she is. She probably will, and she will get. I think she's at the Meryl Streep point of her career. Like she is batting at all cylinders. She is just an amazing actress and can do anything. She can do comedy. She can do drama. She can do action. Like I am amazed by her ability. Honestly, so I'm watching that. I'm starting watching Fablemans, the Steven Spielberg film, also nominated for an Oscar. So I want to get into that. I want to the Oscar movies that. The Oscars happen in March.
I mean, you sort of review the movies. They don't send you invites?
No, they just send them to Jasmine.
Jasmine, can you sort of have a word with somebody so you can go to the kiddies theater or something and watch
kiddies
the movie?
Theater.
You know, we that's where they show the super movies.
Oh, you know what I saw?
Go on, surprise me.
Pinocchio, the Guillermo del Toro.
Oh, what did you think?
Super dark.
It is dark, isn't
but
it?
But a great take. I love that he actually took a super popular property and completely made it his own. Like it is.
Yeah, no, it is. It's very, very good.
It's smartly done. Yeah. And by the way, amazing about the technique. Like that must be the most annoying way of doing something ever.
Is that how it works on Poker Face? When somebody lies, their nose gets longer?
No, she just reads them and,
really?
And calls BS.
Oh, okay. No, yeah. No long noses.
No.
Okay. Well, I thought it was rather good, but with the father that created
Geppetto.
Pinocchio. Yeah. It's so good that he branched out. Goodbye.
Oh, man. Pinocchio. But anyways, I want to get into that. I want to get into Oscar movies. Let me know if you watch an Oscar movie, Jerry, let me know.
If I know which ones they are. Yeah.
You can look them online.
I can. I say.
You have a month.
I have enough.
You have a little bit over a month.
I have enough time. I'll have a couple of weeks.
It's in March.
It's in March. Okay, yeah. Well, we'll look forward to that, won't we?
The Oscars are 100%.
Oh, yeah.
And we got big movies nominated this year.
Mm-hmm.
We got Avatar. We got Top Gun.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting.
I mean, Top Gun, it was okay, but I don't know why we class it as an Oscar.
You see, you're the
Oscar-valued movie.
You're the problem. What is Oscar value?
It's something which
has to be unseen. Nobody sees it, and it's got to be super dramatic and
it should
and
be
depressing.
Seen or whatever. I can understand. I mean, Avatar, yes. There's so much creativity gone into Avatar. It's unbelievable.
Dude, Top Gun, they flew planes, man.
Yes, of course. Yeah, a lot of people can fly planes.
Can they? I don't think a lot of people can fly those planes. I got to be honest. That was remarkable, man.
I was in the Air Force.
Did you fly those planes?
No.
And then you see? You were in the Air Force and you didn't fly those planes.
They didn't trust me.
That's a good call by them.
Good call. Absolutely.
Good call by them.
Yeah. Are you still here?
I am. I'm just killing time.
Andres Clementi.
Take care,
this week's movie review. And we will have his final comments on our website, which is pbcpanama.com or thebreakfastshow.com.pa. Have a good week. See you next week.
Take care, of course, sir.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you. That's it. That's bringing us up towards the top of the hour. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're just 2 minutes away from the hour of 9 o'clock. So a quick little fill-in for the next minute or so, and then we'll have the news.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
You can find the living room with the quality that you deserve, tailored to your home. At Ashley, come to our stores in Costa Sur, Alta Plaza, and Costa Verde and live the experience of the number one brand in the United States.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Because that one was the Killers and Shot at the Night. And before that one, Status Quo, with a little bit of advice, and that's Don't Drive My Car. All right. Time on The Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time. We're coming down, well, we're just, coming to 20 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. We're on 89.3, cool event. And I'm very happy to introduce my guest for this segment of this morning's program. And it's going to be learning for me as well as for everybody else. Lloyd Keane, who is the director of the festival, which is going to be based here in Panama City, just about to start. Panama Crossroads, a 3-day electronic music event coming up. And, lovely to have you with us here in the studio.
Hi, Jerry. Thanks for having us here. Thanks for the opportunity.
And I mean, this is going to be a lesson. I mean, I like all sort of genres of music. I don't sort of close my ears to anything. And I like a lot of what I call electronic music, which is probably a little bit more softer than we go. Tell us a little bit because it's a little bit like jazz, isn't it? Because you've got so many variations of electronic music.
Yeah.
Tell us just a little bit about it.
That's very interesting because, as we were talking earlier, I grew up listening to jazz mostly, and I wanted to be a jazz musician. And my brother, he liked electronic music already, and I hated the electronic music. Yeah. But to be honest about it, that electronic music that I hated, I still don't like it. So I discovered that there's a lot more than that.
It's probably the one I like, you know.
Yeah. The one most people don't like. No, yeah. But actually it's huge, that kind of electronic music. And anyways, I got through into electronic music because of jazz, because there's a lot of experimentation. I mean, even Miles Davis, he had a point in his career where he was experimenting a lot with that. Alan Holdsworth, a lot of very prominent jazz musicians who connected. So there was this kind of electronic music called trip hop, and it was mostly the most popular bands came from Bristol in the UK that and through that I started to discover some other artists and festivals and other styles of electronic music. So in our festival we are having very, very different types of electronic music because we're having artists from South Africa, for example, coming, who mix a lot of their African influences with house music. We're having Carl Craig, who is one of the pioneers from Detroit techno, one of the fourth guys who started this whole electronic music movement. Mm-hmm. We're also having DJ Tennis, who we could say now, today, he's one of the forefront flag holders of what is new and edgy, and is working with a lot of fusion styles of things, and not only making electronic music but also experiential events where they play with the senses, with smells and lights. And,
oh, really?
And next level experimentation. We also have Mele from the UK, who has been also playing a lot with Afro-Cuban percussion and stuff like that. So yeah, electronic music, it's very interesting. It's kind of this frontier of experimentation. If you, of course, are available to listen to the right ones, I guess. I think it's like that with every kind of music.
I think so. I mean, it doesn't really matter, does it? What your particular genre is, or your favorite, there's always going to be tracks that you don't like. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
You know, to me, music is like wine. It doesn't matter how much you pay for it. You either taste it, you either like it, or you don't like it.
Exactly.
And I think the same is with music. I try not to close my ears to any type of music. Perhaps with one exception, but but I like music which is clever, you know. And there is out of the UK, and I was talking, funnily enough, yesterday when we were talking with somebody, we were talking about there's a guy in the UK. His name is Michael E, and he's not a sort of like a DJ or whatever, but he produces. So what I call electronic music, using all different sounds, sound bites, and whatever. And to me, it's like a story, an audio story. So to the senses, and you get, yeah, it moves, and it and you get little bits coming in. I tell you what, we're going to give me an example of, you know, I've also, it's funny enough because I'm looking here because you mentioned trip hop, and I thought, well, I'll take a look here, what comes out, and I've got Cold Cut, Massive Attack with Tracy Thorne recently.
Yeah, Massive Attack was the first trip hop band I ever heard, and it blew my mind.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was very lucky to see them play in Madrid in 2007, and that really changed my life completely. Like, it never went back. Before that, I could say I was like in and out, but when I went to this concert, it really changed my life. Because they were also, like, of course, they had, for example, two drum sets. With low kick, like with bass drum, each like double bass drum and set of bass, like synthesizers and everything, but also the visual experience was next level always. They were really genius on that. And they had collaborations with a lot of huge artists like Madonna or I don't know. And also some of them who were not too known, like Terry Callier. I don't know if you recall the singer.
Terry Callier. There is one I know. I'm not sure if it's the same one. He always wore a hat.
Maybe.
Oh, Terry Callier.
He has a very interesting story. Like in the 70s, he was singing like disco and some jazz and soulful stuff. And then he had to leave music because he had a daughter, and I think the wife died or something like that. So he focused on a real job. And then Massive Attack found him and brought him into one record, and it exploded.
Wow.
Like now in the late 90s or early 2000s.
All right, I'll tell you what, I'm just sort of playing around here. This is Massive Attack with Tracy Thorne. Let's see how that... was a nice taste of, that was Massive Attack together with the sort of one of my, it was a Tracy Thorn, because she was a bit of a disco diva at one time, you know. So, nice.
I like it.
Well, you see, the thing is, I mean, it's, you know, how you describe a piece of music. I mean, you know, this is right down my street. I sort of enjoy this type of music. But, you know, if somebody told me that was trip hop, because I don't know, but now you do. Funnily enough, somebody was, Alfredo Hirovo in here yesterday, because he's doing another Luna Yena Tamboris. He showed me a website, and it's really strange, because it's basically a blank page, but it's got every sort of type of genre and how they mix and how they meet up and whatever. So you can go along and you click on it, gives you an example of the type of music.
You should share that with me, please.
I will, if I can find it again. But yeah, no, definitely. Now, how does Panama fit in the scene? Because, you know, we were talking in a way, you know, what you would like to do, and in a way, let's say, follow the likes of the Panama Jazz Festival, where we can get recognition here. Do we have a sufficient base of our own performers to be able to make this a big deal?
Yeah, well, Panama has a history of attracting people from everywhere already. Mm. Like, mm. even, well, and we're talking about people, but even in nature, you see how birds do the migration.
Sure.
And mm-hmm. stop here, the whales and everything. Mm-hmm. So we believe that Panama has this power to attract everyone from other places. And we see that Panama has disadvantages. Like, for example, in the region, one of the leading cities at the moment is Bogota, with festivals, mm-hmm. international mm-hmm. festivals, mm-hmm. and etc. Like, a lot of people fly from here to Bogota when they have events. Bogota has quite a few more million people than Panama. But if you're in Bogota after you did the concert and you did a few other things, it's not like you can go and enjoy a beach like the Pearl Islands or San mm-hmm, Blas, mm-hmm. or you know, like this kind of advantages, disadvantage of having all these things close next to each other, you can only find it in Panama City.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And yeah. this is why we believe as a tourist destination, it can be a very good one. I think we have a solid case or a very special place that people are interested. And actually, we are having people coming from Kenya at the moment,
mm-hmm.
from Ghana, from Italy, from Colombia, from all over Latin America. So we have seen that there's interest already for this edition.
For this one, yeah. I was going to ask you, so who is it, you know, what have you got? Where's it going to be? And who have we got coming in?
So we're trying to show as many locations and experiences to these people who are coming.
Mm-hmm.
So we have many locations.
Oh,
we're
great.
Starting on Thursday with the Bio Museum. We
mm-hmm.
have a small gathering there. Then on Friday we have in a boat that is coming actually close to here in the bay.
Okay, good. Don't forget to wave.
Yeah, we'll try. Send you some lights. Then that's going to be for 400 people. At the same time, you're going to have the rooftop in Celina, Casco Viejo,
mm-hmm.
with 300 mm-hmm. people, more or less. Maybe a little less, because it doesn't fit so much people. Then on Saturday, we're going to have the Mi Pueblito. Usually, we do one of the Mi Pueblito sites.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, we're going to have two. We're going to have the Afro-Antillano, and we're going to have the Embera one, so we can feed at around 2,000 people. And the closing is going to be on Sunday. It's going to be at the top of the Isla Flamengo. It's the bunker.
Mm-hmm.
The First World War
bunker. Oh, really? Up there?
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing. It's crazy.
Cool.
I was just yesterday. I can show you some pictures.
Yeah, later. Wonderful. And so this is going on for 3 days. Panama Crossroads. I like the title. It works, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, we are promoting Panama from every angle we can, mm-hmm. and that was why actually we chose this name. It came really easy because it talks. Of course, the Panama name is on the front, but then we also the crossroads part talks about this kind of connecting everyone from mm-hmm. everywhere, mm-hmm. the diversity of cultures, humans, and music maybe too.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. All right. Yeah. We were talking because I was asking about Dimo Santana. And I just found I got a piece of his in the in the collection here. I got it up there. Yeah, there you go. Let's have a quick listen to some of this. Naughty words. I mean, it's all out on the street, but with that kind of music, I mean, I'm interested in it. Does that class itself as electronic music?
This is electronic music,
it is.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's made with, most likely has been made with a DAW, with a digital audio workstation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's electronic music. I would say it's a mix of dubstep with EDM.
Mm-hmm.
I usually don't play this kind of music or make, so I'm not an expert. I couldn't mention.
So it's interesting. So it's not this type of gig that you put in?
Definitely not.
Okay.
Good. No, yeah, like if I have to go through the artists we have, because it's very diverse.
Mm.
Some of them, for example, come from Africa, like Desiree. Mm. She's from South Africa. She's mixing a lot of house with African percussion. We have Mele, who have been exploring with more Afro-Caribbean sounds, like mm-hmm. us. Mm-hmm. Me and my brother, we have been producing electronic music, mixing. Like, we started actually mixing from the Congos in Portobello. We went to the festival mm-hmm. and we recorded mm-hmm. some things. And then we evolved. Now we use a lot of things from Haiti or Guadeloupe or anywhere basically in the Caribbean. You have then DJ Tennis, who is from Italy, and Carlita, who is from Turkey. And they have a more experimental sound, but always very classy, I would say. And we have Carl Craig, who is one of the pioneers of techno music from Detroit.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So you're getting good time. I tell you what, I'm because this is saying this when we had Alfredo Higgins, we were talking about different types of music. I'm going to just find a track because I'm interested to hear what your opinion is on this type of, because this is what I use to chill out.
Okay.
It's an English, where have I got it? I like music which, if you like, takes me somewhere, takes me on a journey just to sort of, you know, yeah. to chill out. This is a guy, his name is, Michael Lee, comes out of the UK. I'm just going to take any track at random. I'm interested to hear what you think about this type of music.
Thank you.
Well, there we are. That is a little number. It's called The First Time, and it comes from Michael Lee. As I say, a British, I call him a composer. That would be correct. He's a composer, isn't he?
I would say so.
Yeah, definitely.
It was really well composed.
I mean, and this one actually is not really probably one of the best examples because he uses a lot of sound bites. So sometimes you've just got somebody saying a few words in the background, just sort of, you know.
Sometimes, yeah.
And it's one of those things, though, that when you listen to it again, you'll hear things that you missed the first time.
For sure.
You know? And but to me, that is beautiful for relaxing. Just sort of sit back, turn the lights down or turn them up, and then just listen to the sound. So you would be happy playing that?
Not at the moment, but at home for sure. And if I would do like music direction for a film or yeah.
Yeah, you were saying you've written some film music.
I've made for a few friends music and also for some advertising as well.
Mm-hmm.
For Anthony Morato and for Atlas as well.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay. No, excellent. Now, how did you start? Because you say you started as a jazz musician, then you got sort of switched over because you say it was your brother that.
I was into jazz music and I was playing. I wouldn't say I was like officially a jazz musician.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyways, I was a huge fan of that music. I grew up listening to it. And my brother was into electronic music already, going to parties as an underage because he was using my ID. We look very alike. And I was not going out, so he was going out with my ID and then going to school in the mornings. And I hated that music. The one he was listening mostly back then, the electronic music. And as I said before, I the same electronic music I didn't like back then, I don't like it still. But it changed when I was making this album, because we had an assignment at a university that we had to design the cover of an artist,
mm-hmm.
the album cover.
Okay.
And I took it a little further and I also made the music. So I made this electronic music with the computer I had back then. That was not the best, let's say, but it was okay. And a friend who was a drummer, he told me like, hey, this sounds like Massive Attack. Because I even did like a cover of Autumn Leaves, the classic jazz standard. So he was like, yeah, this sounds like Massive Attack. And I went to check Massive Attack out and it blew my mind up. Like I went really crazy about this kind of music and started to check Air. What was the other guys from Bristol? Tricky as well.
Mm-hmm.
But now I can't remember the band with the female singer. Moloko as well. Well, I'm still crazy about Moloko. Crazy Morphe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really good times.
So we're sort of mumbling over here and I'm looking for music because I did see.
Portishead. Portishead was the other band I liked a lot.
Oh, Portishead.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see what we can. You say you play. What instruments do you play?
So I used to play bass guitar mainly. I had a lot of guitars and I was playing around with them, but I wouldn't call myself a guitar player. Then when I went to school, I had to kind of stop doing music.
Mm-hmm.
So then I came back into music through computers and I mostly use keyboards now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nowadays I mostly use keyboards and pads to record the drums and stuff like that. I'm not shy. I do whatever I want. But of course I wouldn't call myself like a really good musician. I also use a lot of tricks. I play stuff very slow and then upbeat, make it more upbeat and stuff.
Yeah, but that's the beauty of it, isn't it?
It's
absolutely. Well, I tell you what, let's see what we've.
Stars for who? hate to see them bad times coming back around. I know how to lose them. Funky sideways feelings kind of bringing you down. Oh, you have got to learn to use them. There'll be no reason to live in the past. I'm telling you, best stuff, you're gonna be free at last. And there'll be no more blues. Light your way now. You will soon be blessed with true happiness.
And there we go. That was following on from Wandering Star by Portishead. That's the band out of the UK that Lloyd was mentioning. And this one, again, something we talked about earlier on. Wonderful voice. Terry Callier. And No More Blues. And tomorrow I'm going to dig out that track you recommended with Massive Attack and Terry Callier. So we're sort of not to tell us, right, people want to know about the events.
So we talked a little bit about the night events already, but mm-hmm. we also have a day agenda.
Okay.
On Friday we're going to have at the theater Gladys Vidal at the Municipio de Panama building.
Mm-hmm.
A talk or like a table where the night mayor from Amsterdam is coming to join us.
Great.
And local authorities, and he's gonna basically share with us his experience as night mayor. What is important? What we do?
Mm-hmm.
How it impacts the tourism, the security. To keep your creative talent, no one wants to live in a boring city, so mm-hmm. creative talent move to more creative and lively places. So he's gonna share some time with us. We have been very lucky with the amount of people interested, politicians, candidates, people from the scene, let's say. So that's gonna be on Friday. Then on Saturday, from the 9 a.m., we're going to start having workshops at Celina Casco Viejo at the co-work station.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
The first one we have is going to be taught by Esteban Howell. He's the founder of the DJ Lab in Costa Rica. In my humble opinion, the best electronic music academy in the region, in Central America. He's going to be doing like an introduction to the art of DJing.
Okay.
It's like an entry level, so it's if you have your kid or mm-hmm. anyone mm-hmm. who had no experience or interest. Well, you're ready to
I mean the art of mixing and getting that right is quite something.
Well, I hope to see you there then. if you want, it's open for everyone, because one of the things we want to push is to give access to music mm-hmm. to people.
Mm-hmm.
So all these things I'm talking about are free. After that one, then we have a sort of introduction to electronic music production with two local talents. They're going to take one project of theirs and they're going to explain how they made it and talk a little bit more about their workflow, best mm-hmm. practices, and so on. And then I'm going to be talking later on about how to make your own independent digital label, record label.
Oh, okay.
Some of the tools we use, some of the best practices. And we hope that this helps people to be able to release their own music without depending on labels or others. And this is kind of the cultural and social political agenda, as mm-hmm. we call it.
All right. Well, we've got a link to your Yasmin will do the social media. We've also got a link to your to webpage. We'll put that there. And we don't have to do it, time to do it now because we've got to go. But what we will do tomorrow morning. There's an event tomorrow night, and we're going to give away a couple of tickets. tomorrow morning.
We'll do that. Yes, that's amazing. We hope to see you guys there.
Yeah, and we're going to keep it quiet. We're not going to tell you what it is till tomorrow morning.
Okay, okay.
Lloyd Keane, thank you so very much for being
with us. Thank you, Jerry, and for having us.
And not only that, you know, a big thank you to, well, to what it is you're doing.
It's, thanks.
You know, we want to see more of it. So,
It's from everyone and for everyone. Everyone is doing its part. You guys giving us the space. You're already...
No, you're welcome. Love it.
Supporting us big. So.
Love it. So, and come back and tell us how it all went.
I'll be here until March, so let's do it.
Okay. And then what, you go back to Berlin?
Yeah, I go
you
back to
like
home.
You must like it.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's home. After 8 years, it's home.
Okay. After 30 years, this is home.
Yeah. You know the feeling. You know the
absolutely.
Feeling.
Big, big thank you to Lloyd Keane. We'll be giving you more information on that tomorrow as well. And say a couple of tickets to give away to a special event, which is going to take place tomorrow. So big thanks to Lloyd. Big thanks to Andreas for our movie review for this week. Ingrid, our everyday story of country folk. And to Yasmin, of course, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, Neil, my co-producer, and also to the boys and girls of Group of Ground to keep us up and running, and to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on the Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. I'll be back with you tomorrow, normal time, 7 in the morning through till 10, and whatever it is you're doing between now and then, you know what I say. Please, please, please do it carefully, because tomorrow at 7, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby.